Blessed be the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Shalom. We have come a long way in understanding the doctrine of the false teaching and false prophets and false prophecies, which is so prominent in our days, as it were in the times of Peter. And Peter says, it was also there in the time of Israel. So we discover that false prophecy and false teaching is not a new thing. It is general. It is a subject that has been there for a long time. And we discover that one of the qualities is that they despise the word of God, and they intentionally twist the word of God. Intentionally mean, it cannot say that it is a mistake that has happened. There are people who knows what they are doing and why they are doing it. They have been taken by the devil to do his bidding. And so false teaching is something that we can learn, and we can be encouraged by the word of God, both the spoken word and the written word, the rhema and the logos. And we discovered that the greatest way to overcome the wolves in sheep's clothes, or wolves in the midst of the sheep, is just by growing our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and through the word that is spoken and written. And we have discovered that the purpose of false teaching is to deny, is to be an antichrist, is to deny four dimensions of Christ. They deny the suffering of Christ. They deny the resurrection of Christ. They deny the ascension and the reigning priesthood of Christ. And they deny the soon coming of Christ. Where we are at now, we discover that these false prophets, they once knew the truth. They had started the way, the right way, like the way of Balaam, and then they ward off, or they get off out of the way, either intentionally, or they have been, they have been persuaded by the spirit of the enemy also, but they give themselves to that spirit. So this chapter 3, now we want to get chapter 3 from verses 1 to verses 10 or verses 9, and we want to focus on one element of Jesus, of understanding Jesus, of what the false teachers deny. They deny the soon coming of Jesus. Remember, we said they deny the suffering of Christ, they deny the resurrection of Christ, they deny the reigning priesthood of Christ, and they deny the soon coming of Christ. Now, here we want to focus on this element of denying the soon coming of Jesus Christ. And let's see what the Bible says concerning this. They scoff what they do. And we want to understand the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, because the only way for us to overcome their denial and their twisting is to understand what the Bible says concerning the day of the Lord and the rapture. We contrast that and we discover why the Lord has delayed in his coming, so that we can be able to answer those covers. They make fun of this day, and we can be able to challenge them. And in the last session, we'll be looking at the do's or the don'ts. But for now, let's look at what the Bible says concerning the day of the Lord. Peter says, "This is my second letter to you, dear friends. And in both of them, I've tried to stimulate your wholesome thinking and refresh your memory." Now, it's very interesting to realize that this is chapter 2, and this is 2 Peter chapter 3. Dear ones, as we continue to look at answering the scoffers, or being in a position to challenge what scoffer says. We say that scoffers, they scoff. These are false teachers. Peter calls them scoffers. They scoff the suffering of Christ, or they make fun. To scoff is to make fun of the suffering of Christ, the resurrection of Jesus. They make fun of even of the ascension of Jesus Christ and the reigning priesthood of Jesus. They make fun of the second coming of Jesus. But particularly in chapter 3 of 2 Peter, we want to deal with the how they make fun of the second coming of Jesus, of the soon coming of Jesus. And in chapter 3, Peter now comes to give the reason to why he wrote the to the persecuted minority believers. He said, "This is my second letter to you, dear friends. And in both of them, I have tried to stimulate your wholesome thinking and to refresh your memory." The key thing Peter is talking about here, that that they would make, that they would be able to overcome the scoffers, is to have wholesome thinking. Wholesome thinking means you are using your whole faculty in as far as thinking is concerned. You are using your mind, you are using your brain, you are using your conscience, you are using your strength, you are using every part of your mind to think. That tells us there are people who do not use their whole mind in thinking. It means some people use quarter of their thinking. They are not well convinced. You see, people, when people have what we call a mob injustice on the marketplaces or on the roads, it means that these people are not using their whole sum thinking. But Peter says, "I want to stimulate, I want to raise up, I want to weaken your wholesome thinking. And I also want to refresh your memory. I want you to remember what the Holy Prophet said long ago and what our Lord Jesus Christ commanded through your apostles." So he gives them back that how God has spoken through the Lord Jesus Christ and how he spoke through the prophets. That is through the Rhema and through the Logos, the written word and the spoken word. He said, "I want to remind you what they also said. Most importantly, I want to remind you that in the last days, scoffers will come, mocking the truth and following their own desires." Peter says, "I'm reminding you that people we call scoffers will come in the last days." They will come. And do you know these are the last days? Peter spoke about 2,000 years ago. And now here we are. What Peter talked about, they are already here. But when they come, should we be surprised? Not at all. We should remember that Peter spoke about this. They mock the truth. We know the truth. And we should not be moved from the truth because of mocking. But they are following their own desires. We discovered that they are sexual immoral. And they are greedy. And they do not follow the course of Christ. Or they started following the course of Christ and then they wandered off. But this is what they will say, especially concerning the soon coming. They will say, "What happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again?" They are reminding of the promise that was said, Jesus is coming again. They say, "What happened to that promise?" And then they quote from before the times of our ancestors, "Everything has remained the same since the world was created." Now, they really looked at the facts, which is true, factual, and they are saying it has been said Christ is coming again and again and again. Even from the time of our ancestors, it has been like this forever. Things have not changed since the created world. They have been saying Christ is coming. So is it wrong to have a notion that Jesus is coming? I want you to know that even though Jesus did not come to those who waited for him 2,000 years ago, they finished the race victorious. It's about, even though he delayed, that does not mean that they are denied. Peter now answered that they deliberately forget that God made the heavens long ago by the word of his command, and he brought the earth out of the water and surrounded it with water. Then he used the water to destroy the ancient world with a mighty flood. And by the same word, the present heavens and earth have been stored up for fire. They are being kept for the day of judgment when ungodly people will be destroyed. So Peter says they forget long ago how God destroyed the world through the waters. But this world, the present earth and the heavens, will be destroyed by fire. Not by water, because God said you not destroy again in the time of Noah. But what God did then, he'll still do it again. But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years in the Lord or to the Lord. And 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord isn't really showing or being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpected, as a thief. It is important to realize that the day of the Lord will surely come. It has delayed, but it will not be denied. It will still come. Even though this cough that has taken too long for his coming, it's good to realize that the day of the Lord has been delayed because the Lord wants everybody to come to his knowledge. He is patient with all of us. His delay is his patience. He knows that there are many who have been delayed from the truth, not because of their own. Even those who have gone astray, God still wants them back. God did not create hell for the people. He created hell for the demons and the devils. And so he wants everybody to come to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's get to know that the day of the Lord is coming, and it will come soon. It will come as a thief in the night for those who are not expecting. But for us, it will not take us all, overcome us. Father, we thank you. Help us to know that your day is coming, in Jesus' name.